he put like this big bandage over it. I'm like, really, dog?
Who are you, Nelly?
Much better. Yeah, much better. Put that big bandage on. I'm like, what, really, dude?
What's up, dude?
Is that bad?
Is there a first aid kit? Because I feel like this is...
That's so much. That's so much better,
man. I would have just bled, probably.
Just bled it out.
Yeah.
What's up, bro?
Hello.
Nothing blue much. Socks? How's it going, bro?
How you doing?
Blue socks, bro.
Oh yeah, I have
I
to.
I see you. Oh, I don't eat nuts anymore.
Fuck.
What
are you talking about?
Last episode, you're getting your serious. Demolished.
What about that dude? I just stopped eating shit. I'm only drinking water. Water and pomegranate seeds.
My sister reminded me at a party one time. I said to a dinner
Let's
guest.
Let's get this all on wax.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
On the wax.
I'm sorry. I was very Rick Ross right there. Yeah. I apologize.
Let's get this all on wax. Yeah.
How long do you usually go for?
We usually go for 3 hours, Brody.
Yes.
We follow Joe Rogan's.
Let's make it weird.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan style. We got some whiskey in the back.
Let me cut.
Whiskey. What are you doing? Leave that alone.
I'm not adjusting. Two in my ears.
Oh, what?
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I like
me.
To hear my own voice.
Oh,
wow. We're just bringing Twitter to
I'm
a
sorry.
Podcast.
We've already had a once. You're like our first repeater, actually.
Yes.
Good. Are you?
Yeah. He's our first repeater.
Oh, man.
I mean, we Hell only yeah. got him here for. Nah, that's not true. That's not true. That's
I'll come on here for any shit.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
How you been, man?
Is this being recorded right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is recorded.
Well, now I got to stop eating you
Tim's
guys.
Tim's the man. No.
I eat constantly throughout.
We eat on this podcast.
I think I get complaints, but I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm sure you get complaints. I'm positive. But look, man, this podcast is all about keeping it very, very real. I don't edit too much.
Uh-huh.
It's just rawness. I want real conversations. Yeah.
Cool.
You know, we won't have to do the church lady fucking bag.
No, 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 yeah. These bark things are so good.
Yeah, turn Gosh. Your phone off, bro. Let's stand.
My phone ringer is me opening up a bag of dark thin mint.
Hilarious. So what was you saying before? Before I rudely interrupted you like
Oh, you said something about you don't eat nuts anymore?
Oh, yeah. I'm done with...
I thought you were joking. I really did.
I am joking, guys. Okay. Come on. I still eat nuts.
It's a ridiculous statement.
I only eat legumes.
What are legumes?
Legumes are peanuts, basically. Some of them... Legumes are very similar to nuts. It's boring.
Oh, yeah. Shit. He just taught me some wild shit.
Google it after.
Legumes.
Bro, I just remember being at a dinner party, somebody offered me hummus for the first time.
Oh, what?
And I was like, I don't trust Mediterranean cheeses. And I
Jesus.
And I just walked
Jesus.
Away.
That's funny.
Jesus. Hummus.
Weird burn.
That's I'm going to date some foods that I started eating once I started dating white women.
Okay.
Brie cheese.
Okay.
I can stay away from Brie. I don't like Brie, I don't think.
You don't fuck with Brie?
I don't fuck with any Bries of any kind.
not even women named Brie?
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about, though.
I'll put artichokes on that list for me.
Artichokes. Nice one. Nice move.
I never had a good artichoke before.
Kale Sally. Still sticks with me to this day.
Kale?
Mm-hmm.
Kale? Okay. Yeah, kale chips are good.
I was on a kale before white women, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, before I dated white women.
Yeah. Various types of milks.
Spicy mayos.
Spicy mayo. No doubt. Shout out to Juliet. Y'all never dated a woman named Juliet before?
No, man.
Man, y'all really need to live in San Francisco. No,
I don't want her to start calling me Romeo. You know what I'm saying?
What?
I don't want her to start calling me Romeo.
Oh, my God.
Romeo. Wherefore
I don't start. Thou? Don't even start.
Romeo.
I've never read that.
You never wrote Romeo and Juliet?
No.
You know what happened. I got the gist.
Which movie did you watch? Did you watch the John Leguizamo?
Yeah, that's the first. Yeah.
That's the only one you need to see.
Yeah, that's great.
I think that's how Shakespeare wrote it in the first place.
Yeah. A word? With guns?
It's like,
swords?
I don't know what Los Angeles is, but I know it takes place there.
Shit was great, man. Hot Leo? That's hot Leo right there.
Yeah, when he was the age of all his girlfriends. Probably a little older.
Good one, Brody. Woo! That was a burner right there. Hey, I wish I had sound effects.
You can add them in there.
I'll do it myself.
Let the man live. Let the man do what he do.
Yeah. mean, you know.
Oh, I only say that just so I can, if I end up in that situation, I can be like, hey, I'm not a hypocrite.
I mean, I'm not a rich and famous white dude, but.
One day, Greg.
No. One day. Wouldn't that be crazy?
I hope when I become rich and famous and white, my friends let me know when I'm tripping, if I'm dating too young. And I'll be like, oh, you're right. Let me pull it back.
What if it's love?
It's not.
All right.
It is not.
How young is too young for you right now?
I'm currently dating a 23-year-old.
What?
20 how?
23-year-old.
20 how?
What? What'd you say? Did you say 20 how? Is that exactly?
23?
Anyway, it's been like a month, and I'm probably going to end it like,
real
soon. So this is the real reason you came to the podcast. Like, I need you to subscribe to this podcast and listen
at
the,
nose
the
earlier
7 minute mark.
Bradless, how young is too young for you right now?
I was going to say, we're going to have historical questions. So I was like, whoa. People are getting in trouble on podcasts for shit.
Bradless,
I'm not saying anything.
79.
Everyone was legally.
How young is too young for you right now?
Right now?
Average plus 7.
I'll say like 20.
What?
Wow. This is how I learned out my friend is emotionally immature.
Wow. I was just waiting for that last digit, and it was nothing.
I can't wait till next year when we can go, your girlfriend can go to the bar with us, dude.
20.
20. What?
Oh, that's truly that's ridiculous. Greg, how about you?
She can't even shop at Forever 21. This is crazy.
This is a hypothetical person that doesn't exist. But if the bar would be like, to be like, not to feel icky, like going in the shower, I could be like, at least she's 20. When I'm like,
She's 20?
When I'm rubbing the shame away, at least I can say that. If I say like she's 19, it
I'm
just feels
worse.
I'm
dating a 23-year-old right now, and I'm going to tell people she's 25. And they'll still look at me weird.
Totally. I don't blame you at all.
But yeah, I'm not going to end up with a 20-year-old. I mean.
Man.
That was a deep knock.
Yeah, throaty knock right there. Greg, what's the lowest for you?
The lowest for me right now, I mean, man. I can't date a woman younger than 33.
Oh, 33?
33,
that's
dog.
A good answer. I would say like 26 for me. 27.
Are we talking about dating?
I can't.
We're talking
dating, yeah.
All right.
Sure.
What are we talking about? We're just talking about.
I don't want to have sex with anybody in their 20s right now.
No.
I'll have somebody. The lowest like, sex-wise is 20.
I'm good.
I'll go 25.
Dating.
When they think they're good and you're like, you know what? You are. But I'm not going to tell you.
Nah, man. I only have sex with women.
20-year-olds are women?
I'm sorry. You still got your dad hang-ups.
They can vote.
Nah, man. I don't want to. If you got sparkles on your lips, me and you are the same boat.
That's where we differ, dog. I'm trying to get a Sailor Moon blowjob.
Nice. I heard those are good.
Sailor Moon blowjobs. Yeah. Nah, man.
Is that appropriate enough for your podcast?
No, it was beautiful.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't.
I did have an ex who had this outfit that was like Sailor Moon-ish, and I did love to get blowjobs while she was wearing it.
Of course.
Did
she
you?
She was of age.
What's the oldest?
Was she into anime?
No.
What's the oldest you've ever dated?
A 40.
How old were you?
28, something like that?
Nice.
20 something? Yeah.
Nice.
So it was like, we know what it is.
Yeah, of course. It's all sex.
Yeah.
What about you, bro?
The oldest I've ever dated?
Oldest.
Dated or had sex with?
I mean, you can do either. Yeah. I mean, right. There is a difference.
I'll do both.
I mean, I know there is, but
23.
I'm interchangeable.
23. I love it.
It's you, baby.
I don't move.
I'm trying to think. I think 40.
40.
That I hooked up with.
How old were you?
Like 29.
Nice.
Yeah, a nice 40-year-old. They're like jiggling in all the right spots.
I'm about to kill this one. All right.
She was Cicely Tyson.
Oh, dog. Okay. I mean, I got two, but I'm not going to say one.
Man.
One is just too
give me
dirty.
Give me the age.
I was 17. Chick was 35.
Hold on. You want to hold my hand, Bradless? 35.
35?
Yeah. So
that's cool.
35.
Yeah, you got raped, dog.
That's not.
Not at all. Not at all. Thank God.
That was called training.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Cool.
She hollered at me at Applebee's.
That's the only way that story could have got better. She was like, let me see what them fritters do. Let me see what them fritters do.
I like the way you eat them chicken wings, young boy.
This only happened in the South.
She hollered at me at Applebee's. She was divorced, separated, I guess, yeah.
Okay.
This lady picked me up from high school. Ooh.
Wow. Oh, she damn. Was like, from high school?
I was in high school.
Does she have like a red car or something?
She did have like a red fucking...
A female
little,
R. Kelly.
Little SUV.
Remember that survival commercial?
Oh, nah, dog. No, I was totally into it. Thing.
You got R. Kelly, dog.
Oh, you get... Yeah.
What was the other one?
Oh, the other one, man. I was
I just
like,
want to know the stats.
Yeah.
How old was this lady?
Holy shit. Was she older than your mom?
No. No.
Have you had sex with somebody older than your mom?
No, I haven't had sex with somebody older than my mom. But I was wild.
I would never disrespect my mom like
Just know she was too much shy of being...
Welcome to another episode of Black Stage with Brad, Lish, and Greg. On today's show...
Just call this so smooth.
Huh? Yeah, that was smooth, right?
Yeah, smooth transition, yeah.
Yeah. On today's show, we have a hilarious comedian, filmmaker.
Yeah.
Was he, hold on, what magazine were you, what newspaper? You were in the New York Times?
No, it was Vulture.
Vulture? Vulture?
Nothing with prestige or
Vulture
anything.
Magazine. None other than the hilarious Mr. Brody motherfucking Reed.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
How you doing, bro?
Good. I feel like this is a whole new podcast, whole new... Honing me.
Oh, word? I mean, we had you on before.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. I mean, same old shit.
You have done a lot since...
Yeah, uh-huh. I've done a lot of podcasts since I've done that podcast.
Nah, man, you did your film, which I heard the editing process is already done.
Uh-huh. Well, almost. It's picture's locked, and it's getting sound and color.
Have you seen any of it?
I have. I saw one cut.
What a brother got to do to see some cuts?
Looks
play?
Good. Yeah? You'll see it when you see it, I think.
God damn.
See?
I thought I was inside.
I mean, I'll show you eventually. Get me drunk enough over the holidays, I'm sure.
Okay.
That's what I'll do. This is the holidays, so that's like 3 months.
That's fine.
Or whenever I get
October's
it.
October's a holiday for some.
Damn right, dog.
No doubt.
But yeah, that's going cool. Yeah, made a short film about reparations. That's what we're talking about. Greg, yeah,
we've had some
played a role in it.
I did play a role. Played myself. We had Simone Baptiste on, and we were talking about it. The film is called 1600.
Yeah, yeah. Dope. So your audience already knows about it, then.
Our audience knows about it a little bit. I mean, we didn't. Also, I mean, Simone was when she was up here. She was talking about how she was getting a lot of beef.
Oh yeah.
With
with black white Eidos. Supremacists?
Yeah, the Eidos.
Black white supremacists. That's right. That's the perfect thing.
Shout out to Candace Owens.
But like maybe
I love
like
you, baby.
Maybe like a week after that, that's when Tariq Nasheed came after her.
Uh huh.
And that was wild.
He's the freaking leader of the whole thing.
That was very wild.
Yeah, they really blew up her spot. Fortunately, I didn't get the flack that much. I yelled at him. I was popping off about it. But they're idiots. They're just like anti-immigration black people. And anytime anyone does anything about slavery or about reparations, they'll like tweet about it and they'll be like, I can't believe they're disrespecting our history or something. It's just whatever. They suck.
Yeah. I don't like us fighting in the street like this. That's the only thing I really don't like about social media with like racial issues.
Uh-huh.
I don't like our shit to be out there like that. I like to fight in house.
Yeah, we like it? To hide the black shame.
Yeah, let's fight inside the cup. You know what I mean? I don't want to be spilling all out, letting other people see.
We should bring back 106 in Park. We should have
it's
our
most spilling outside.
Man, do you know how many times people try to bring that shit back? Like every year.
106 and Peasy.
Different.
Little Bow Wow. T.R. Earl. Earl.
We should just start one of those.
T.R.L.?
Yeah, let's just start one.
Do people watch videos anymore? I still watch videos. I watch new videos on like YouTube and shit.
No, I mean, not. They wouldn't watch a show about it every day.
You don't think people would do that anymore?
Nope. Yeah.
Word. I hear you.
I think they call it visuals.
Visuals?
Now.
Ooh, damn. You know, I'm in visuals the killed the music video.
You know, ever since I got this jacket, I'm in the biz. I've learned.
How long you had that jacket for?
Fly jacket.
In the biz, we call it 2 weeks.
Fly jacket, man.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about $16,000 reparations movie that Brody Reed.
I'm really
wrapped.
Excited about it. We submit to Sundance in October. We're submitting to like every freaking festival.
Is it expensive to submit to festivals?
I mean, yes. When you're submitting to as many as we are, I guess. But we got the budget for it. We knew that going into the to the Seed and Spark. So, you know, we got all our money covered by really awesome people who helped us out. So we're excited about that.
So do you have the urge? Do you have the urge to, like, make a movie every year like your idol Woody Allen?
It's going to be hilarious after the discussion we're going to have in a couple moments.
That's so funny. I first of all, just so the listeners know, I hate Woody Allen. Hate Woody Allen with a passion.
He loves Woody Allen. His favorite movies, man.
But I don't think he did anything wrong.
That's not the reason why I hate him.
I just think he's a hack. I just think his movies are. What if I was like, I don't think he did anything wrong, but his movies are bad. Yeah.
And that's a crime.
I love this his movie Total Recall. That shit was great.
Yeah, Total Recall was a banger, actually. I'm a big Total Recall fan. But
16 candles. All right, I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. I don't know. I'm leaving my job this week. I actually work at Sundance. I'm the receptionist at Sundance.
No doubt.
And I'm leaving
cool it. Cool as receptionist. Yeah. Do you get to wear your sunglasses while you're answering?
I mean, I could. It'd be a little unprofessional. All right. But I have done it. Yes. So, like, I'm taking the rest of the year off to just write and perform. And that's what I saved up money for. And I feel very good about that.
Good, bro.
So
this is like a documentary, right?
No.
Or is it like a narrative?
It's a short narrative, yeah.
Okay.
How long? How many minutes?
35? It's about 17 minutes, I think, is the final cut.
Nice.
We got everything in that I think I wanted to get in and didn't lose too much stuff. They were wanting to cut it down to like 15. I guess it's like a sweet spot for festivals. And it's just like, if festivals don't take, first of all, there's not enough comedies going around festivals ever. And also it's about reparations. It's like, they're going to take this shit at 17 minutes. Like, what are they going to be like? Can you trim it down this one really cogent point you guys made?
Yeah, black people. But for real, I mean, has this motivated you? I mean, because you did the whole thing. You guys crowdfunded, shot it, edited it, put it all together. Has it like motivated, gave you that urge to like, all right, I could do this more. I can
do more of these on a. I was doing shorts before, but this is definitely the grandest scale that I've done it on, which is like not a super grand scale at all. But I do like it, and I do want to continue doing it, and I hope whatever happens after this, it'll be easy to make things like that. But I'd rather, I just want a fucking job. I want to write for a TV show or something.
Well, I think it's a good topic. Mm-hmm. It's a topic that people are very concerned about within politics right now. Black people, diaspora black people. Mm-hmm. So
it's actually pronounced diaspora.
Diaspora. I like to pronounce all of my syllables.
Yeah, that's what happens when you skip English class and fuck a girl that got you out of Applebee's.
I still say Hyper Bowl.
What's up, Rebecca?
Is that her name?
Pick me up and yo. RAV4.
Are you gonna do like similarly light subjects like reparations?
Nah, man. I'm gonna. I mean, maybe if I want to
switch it up.
I want to fucking start doing like tokusatsu anime shit. I just want to go very. I just want to show my range really early on.
No doubt.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd get in the Rick and Morty writers' room if they asked me to. I talk shit, but I do it.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah, man. Take those jobs. Mm-hmm. Don't be turning down jobs.
Yeah.
Nah, man.
Speaking of jobs.
I've been doing comedy way too long. Go ahead.
Speaking of jobs.
Hell yeah. Great transitions today.
Oh, man. I'm on it, man. I didn't hit the gym this morning, so I got all this energy. I didn't stretch either. My knees hurt a little bit.
Jesus Christ.
Speaking of jobs, Shane Gillis, is that his last name?
Yes.
Gillis. Comedian extraordinaire.
Did you guys know who he was 2 weeks ago?
I didn't.
No.
I think I saw him.
I didn't even know who he was till yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I saw him like on a picture when they did the whole Clusterfest thing, because he did SF's Clusterfest. But no, I didn't know who he was. But I'm Shane Gillis. They put out the whole list of all the newcomers on Saturday Night Live. It's him.
Chloe Fineman, a very funny impressionist from L.A., good friend. Worth checking out. Boeing Yang. He's
first Asian, well, second Asian American.
Who's the first?
Rob Schneider.
He doesn't count.
Everybody shares the information and they say first East Asian because they don't give a fuck about Rob Schneider.
I fuck with Rob.
No, you don't.
Why? Because what he said today? The shit he came out with today?
I think everyone fucks with, like, he's kind of like an iceberg. Like, everyone fucks with 10% of his material.
Yeah. The bottom 90 is just underwater.
And will ruin a life. For sure.
He's held on, though. And Sandler looks out for his boys.
Yeah, he's really held on to them bootstraps. Congrats to him. Congrats to Spade, who's done the same thing.
I fuck with Spade, though. I love Spade.
No, you don't.
What?
Spade sucks, too.
Spade's great. His show's doing great. Show's funny.
Yeah, him and his other white comedian friends today, or what was it like 2 days ago, and they defended Shane McGillis.
Oh, word?
Yeah,
I didn't see that. Uh-huh. I didn't hear. But I understand. Look. I don't like. It's a divide in comedy. It's a lot. It's old.
Racism and not racism.
It's a lot of old heads, though. Like,
it is a lot of old heads. I'll agree with you.
Old heads that agree that like support that shit. They're old. It's just like some old man.
It's not just old people, though.
No, it's not just old people. It's not. It is some.
It's ignorant people. I'll give you that.
What did he say that was so bad?
He called somebody a chink. Yeah.
Him and his secret podcast.
Was it a secret?
He has a secret podcast, which is very ironic.
But I heard it was popular, though.
I think secret is a joke. But it's a podcast with him and another white guy, and in the clip that everyone's sharing, they were talking about Chinatown, and they were just like railing against Chinatown, like the food and the people for some reason. There were no jokes in it, and they were like talking about.
They're just speaking truth.
MSG, which is like not even worse for you than salt. They were like they called people chinks and shit, and it's just like.
Just as a regular conversation, you and me are having. Yeah. It's like, so you know, like the MSG and Chinatown's crazy, and these fucking chinks.
Pretty much it was like that.
Okay.
It was like just listening to two racist white people talk about Chinese people for 3 minutes without any jokes. And then, there's comics defending them like, and I don't even know what the arguments are because they're so ridiculous.
This is so great.
What are your guys' thoughts?
I think this is great for the Asian community because they got their first person fired. Next up is someone in Congress.
Because they got somebody hired. I mean, that was the weirdest part about it because they have like their first East Asian comedian on SNL, and at the same time, you have a dude who's making racial old Asian slurs too. You know what I mean?
What are the new ones?
We'll talk after this podcast.
Do I know any new ones?
I mean,
I don't know any new ones. I guess that's a good thing.
I think it's still the main one.
I think
it's basically, the nigga for Asian people.
Is it?
Yeah. I
like saying that.
I guess so. Yeah, totally. Totally. No beef.
I mean, it's not, but it's derogatory. But it's not on the, it's not.
You're so black. That,
calm
down, Bradless.
You're not doing
calm
this.
Calm down, Bradless. Nothing is as bad as the N-word.
Thank you. I just want that to be established.
Apples popping out.
I just want that to be established.
Everyone knows.
Oh, God. Is the N-word safe? After every racial
the
controversy,
N-word, it will always have the top spot in this country.
That should be the name of the episode. It's the N-word safe. Good out.
Stupid. What was your question before?
I have no idea now. I mean, I've got.
I don't know what this accomplishes because I don't. Why is SNL like the barometer of what's racist in comedy now? Who gets it? Like, is that
they're
like
the
some...
barometer of what is mainstream in comedy? They're an institution. People watch them every week. They have celebrities on all the time. Anyone who is associated with them has a bump to their career.
Right.
No doubt.
Even if they get fired for saying fuck their first episode.
Yeah.
Who said fuck their first episode?
Jenny Slate. And then she got fired after one episode.
Oh, shit.
Or a couple.
I remember Damon Wayans got fired on his first episode. Yeah.
How interesting. For what did he do?
He was, the sketch wasn't going good, so he's just started doing like
derogatory
gay shit.
Oh. And,
didn't stick to the script.
Interesting.
Been out here being homophobic.
Yep.
Wayans is. But you know, Chevy Chase, I'm sure, is a racist.
Oh yeah, for sure. They got racists on there. Dennis Miller.
You know what I mean?
It's not their first racist guy.
Yeah, so it's like
just a different time now.
It's a different. I guess you get
it is a different time.
But then, what does this do? Like, what, so?
What do you mean? What does it do?
What does it do? He's gone, and then somebody else comes up, and they say something, and they're gone, and then it's just a never-ending cycle of people just being fired.
If a video came out with you saying like. Crackers, or I don't know.
If I say crack, there is nothing that you can say to white people that would be that bad.
No,
like,
they're
a cracker.
Okay,
or whatever.
Imagine if you could call a white person, you white nigger.
I do that all the time.
Okay, but okay,
before.
All right, I'm not done with the hypothetical.
I used to start with a bunch of sets like, "Hey, what's up, white niggas?"
I'm not done with the hypothetical.
I once said a fantasy football league thing.
I just
thing,
like the way you said that. You white nigger.
Okay. Imagine if you got hired for a job,
okay,
on a Friday, and your first day was Monday. And then on Sunday, it got viral on Twitter that you called your new bosses white niggers.
It'd be hilarious. First of all, it'd be too hilarious. But okay, I can see why they'll fire me.
Yeah, they're going to fire you.
But that's also the reason why you hired me. Come on.
No.
Can we do a show called White Niggas?
Oh, please.
First of all,
White Niggas podcast.
We have to finish Yoga Nigga first.
What's up? All right, we'll talk about that
after I start writing.
The White Nigga podcast. Jesus. Tim, would you be interested in engineering the white nigga
don't
podcast?
Don't make him feel uncomfortable.
Tim's like, I don't want my name associated.
We're so sorry
with
for
whites.
Using the hard R on the white guy. White N-words, as long
you
as
made
Tim
your
is
point.
Listening.
You made your point, though.
Tim would be like, I don't want to be associated with the white part.
Yeah. I mean, this is standard hiring practices. If someone does some shit and you find out about it, they're fired.
Yeah, but... okay, I can't even
it's
use it.
It's interesting times. I mean, this is like...
Again, Jenny Slate got fired after saying fuck one time 10 years ago.
I guess you can't say saying it in a comedic way or do it in a comedic context, but having your podcast and your comic, is everything, do you have to say something that you're going to say that's funny? Like, this is going to be a joke, and then...
Did you watch the clip?
I haven't heard anything.
They were just talking racist for 3 minutes.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't funny or interesting. It was just racist.
A regular conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, you could tell they were trying, but it just wasn't... It wasn't good.
Yeah.
Were they trying to be funny?
They were trying to be, it seemed like they were trying to be dry, funny, but it was just bad. And like, nobody would say that trying to be funny.
I just don't want,
you know what
I just
say?
Don't want it to be like, some transgendered black comic says something crazy also. And then they get, you know, I want everyone to say what they want to be able to say. Cause
I mean, the thing about this like media outrage, I don't even want to call it that because I do not think it's a phenomenon. I just think you have to take things case by case basis.
Yeah.
If a trans black person said thing about either trans people or black people, I'd be like, you get to say that. If they also said chinks, I'd be like, hold on, you. Gay
Whoa.
Nigga. I am so sorry I said all of that.
No,
I'm so sorry.
No, don't backpedal.
We need a video camera.
I'm gonna get canceled.
We need a video camera here. Oh, these visuals are so good.
And
I'm not even a mushroom.
This gay nigga says something about chicks.
We love everybody. We're just trying to talk
yeah,
this
honestly.
Out. What
we all say.
But yeah, you get what I'm saying?
Because I say wild shit. But from the stage. And I don't want somebody to come up to me and be like...
What kind of wild shit are you saying?
I don't know, like... Bill
I
Cosby's
fuck
going
20-year-olds.
I don't... Hey.
Only.
Whoa.
It's the lowest sucko.
Wow, if there's ever an editing point ever in a podcast.
Can your girlfriend drive?
Tim, all that's being erased right now, right? That's not even... Okay.
That one is in my
Whoa.
Hands.
Whoa.
But yeah, what kind of stuff do you say?
Whatever. Just things I say.
Good move.
Yeah,
good move.
The things that I say.
Good move.
Dummy.
We all tested you, seriously.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
This motherfucker says something.
No. You hear it when it comes, becomes viral. In
the
five
earth is
years.
Flat, okay? It's flat. It doesn't make sense. It ends at some point.
I just think, like, okay, you're not going to say it's time. Times have changed, and I think you do have to evolve with time. You ever see dudes when they get out of jail and they go buy clothes?
Yeah. I already love this story. Yeah.
You ever see dudes when they get out of, like, a lot of my friends
hey,
from
I like
back
that.
Home.
They still
you ever
wear
see 50-year-olds 50-year-olds who are sagging their jean shorts?
I got friends that have gotten out of prison recently, and they're on Instagram, and their clothes are so baggy. Yeah. It's very 90s. Uh-huh. It just dates them. It's like, oh,
you
when
still
you
wear
went
lugs?
In, when you went in, this shit was hot.
Yeah.
Lugs and a Nietzsche.
And, like, it's the same thing with words. It's like feelings, too. I think we have to evolve as people. And, like, you know, you can't say the same things you used to say. And But you can. It's just consequences that come with it. Yeah. Just like you're not going to get that girl with that jacket.
Who's the people that decide, like?
I think people. I think.
But who's
the
person like who first got that clip and was like, okay, and then they sent it? Who's like, well, how does the chain of command go?
And it's a journalist. In that room. It's just like, yo, here's
some
shit.
You're not doing your job if you're being a
like, sorry,
something else
sorry,
a journal?
What? I'm sorry, excuse me, what? You're not doing your job if you do what as a journalist?
You're not doing your job correctly, in my opinion, if you're going through some cast member of SNL to see some racist shit that he did.
No, that's what he did,
better. There's better things to do.
No.
I think that's what, I mean,
there's
look,
not better things to do? There's not better journalistic right, endeavors
that,
you can...
That's a bad faith argument. I gotta be completely honest.
Why is that a bad faith argument?
There's nothing wrong with checking someone's sources.
No,
I mean,
what everybody does.
Yeah. Right. There's nothing wrong with that. If you're spotless, you can be spotless. But, other shit would have came out about this guy. It's not the only clip that's come out at this point. There's other clips that have come out about this guy.
Yeah, I didn't know he was a bad dude.
Is he a bad dude? I'm not trying to defend a bad, dude. I'm just trying to defend comedians' right to say shit.
He is a bad dude, and you should know that going into your defense of comedians get to say shit.
I mean,
in this case.
Okay. I don't know I haven't met him.
I got messages from people after I shared the video in question, people who are like comics in the East Coast, and just like, oh yeah, I know this guy. He's a fucking sexist, racist piece of shit. I've hated him for years in the Philly scene. I hope he loses his job. From multiple people. So know that about Shane Gillis specifically.
Right.
And the thing about comedy, no one coming for comics. That's the thing. It's not related to comedy. He said something racist that wasn't even a joke.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it wasn't.
That has nothing to do with comedians and what we can do or say.
But it's funny that it happened around this time though, after the Bird special, Chappelle special, where the specials
is it
were.
Funny or do we just have a pattern of being problematic?
No, I'm not saying not funny, but I'm like it's a weird coincidence that all this is going on right now.
It's not a coincidence, really. I think it naturally feeds into each other. I mean, there's no cancel culture. It's just people with phones. It's just the same people who have social media accounts that they didn't have 10 years ago, and they talk shit and then they share shit. And that's how people get their news now. That's how I get my news now.
I don't think it's cancel culture, at least within the comedy.
I hear you, but they're the comedy controversies that you'll see. And this is why, because people are seeing controversial shit and then, you know, people talk about it, rightfully so. It's their audience. It's like people now have the power to critique. That's what we do.
Yeah. And is that a good thing?
I think it's, I mean, yeah, I think it's a free market of ideas.
I think with this social media shit that we all have right now, this accessibility that we have to like make a comment on anything, it's like driving a car without seatbelts right now. And like, I think we all have this vehicle, but it's just not healthy for everybody.
Well, it's not healthy for everybody.
Yeah.
You got to also remember that a lot of people aren't on social media. Like, people talk, as much controversy and shit, people talk about Dave Chappelle. I mean, like, Netflix knows what they're doing. They know why they give them millions of dollars. Hella niggas will watch that shit.
Yeah.
They won't even form an opinion on it.
Like, I switched it up right then.
Like, they don't even give a shit. Who, me? Yeah, you think I'm code switching?
No, I'm not code switching.
What you say?
From nigga to nigga. I don't think you're code switching. Come on, man.
You didn't like the Dave Chappelle special?
I didn't even watch the third Dave Chappelle special. I didn't like the second one. I didn't like the first one.
Okay.
Specifically because of him talking shit about trans people.
Yeah, I thought he went too far on that too.
And I think there's I guess there's more reasons, but I haven't watched the special.
Yeah, you want to get on Trans People, and I'm just like, I love Dave. Dave's like my dude. Him, Rock, I love these guys. But that last special, when he kept going on the trans thing, I was like, all right, dog. You know, and I said this last
But he makes a joke about him saying...
He makes a joke, but
about
like,
him going to... Like, because I just can't stop my... You know what I mean?
Yeah, but still, it's just... I don't know. There's so many other things. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, you know, whatever.
I just don't want to equate what you say, I don't know, even on a podcast or on stage, to who you are as a person.
I don't like that either. I don't...
What?
Like, is it then not you're a bad guy because you people are going to say shit.
I just want to say that, like, regardless of social media, like, if you're trying to be a public figure, if you're trying to be a popular comedian, like, people are going to think what they think about you anyway.
Right.
Like, you have to have thicker skin than just, like, I don't want people to not like me because of the things that I say and believe. Like, what?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess I don't care about that. Yeah. I care about, okay, not...
Your Band-Aid's falling. Oh, thank
you. Your hair looks great, by the way.
So thank you.
Look at that. Look at that smile. Oh, we got to get video cameras.
All
right.
Delete all the racist shit I said.
What about my hair?
Your hair looks good, too.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
That one side of it. That shadow. The way
fuck
the shadow is, that stubble.
No, you got a good head, dog. Yeah.
It's like a 5 o'clock shadow in the lower back of your head.
I don't like the way this is going anymore.
I mean.
I hope you guys get herpes.
You put it in this direction.
Right, I did
but...
put it in there.
And so I just, like, it's going to get to, logically, it's going to get to the point where it's like, now what's the parameters of what you can and cannot say anymore?
I mean, we already know what we can and cannot say. Racist shit, sexist shit. We don't. I mean, you could say
you can literally
say whatever you want, yeah, but people get to say what they say about you saying it. Yeah, yeah.
Consequences are coming.
So let's say we have a Trump like situation with SNL next time, where somebody says something.
Trump gets to say whatever he wants to say.
That's true. But I'm talking about in a situation where like a cast member said something awful. And then Lorne Michaels and NBC is like, fuck you, I'm not apologizing, he's still on the thing.
That wouldn't surprise me because Lorne Michaels is also a bad person.
But what if that happens? So then
what do you mean, what if that happens? People keep watching it.
And then
nothing changes. And that was the thing.
The same effect that happens with this situation.
I mean, literally, Trump, I mean, shit will just be like Trump, you know what I mean?
Right. Nothing changes. That's the thing me and Brody were going back and forth on Twitter. Because I'm just like, are we really getting mad because a white dude says something racist for a job that we all want? I mean, this has been going on in America since the beginning. And I do. I mean, I have a feeling like, you know, I'm old and I just think like a lot of this shit, this racial shit maybe looks like it's changing, but it's none of it's really, really changing.
Nope.
And which isn't all the way true because some things are changing. Some things are shifting.
I hear you.
But nothing's really shifting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I do agree. I mean, after I thought about it, I was like, oh, yeah, it is wrong. And I shouldn't be so just giving up on it. You know what I mean? Because I thought he was going to keep his job. And it's nice to see, like, people rally around something that's wrong. And it is wrong. You know? You shouldn't say that.
I mean, the thing about, like, all this, whether you call it PC culture or cancel culture or fucking SJWs or fucking whatever, outrage culture, like literally whatever you're going to call it, it's all just like demonized terms to talk about marginalized people who like finally have a way to express their feelings and control their own capital. And I just don't see how that's a bad thing at all.
It's not a bad thing, but some of them are annoying.
Yeah, some of them are for sure annoying.
Some of everybody.
Some
are
annoying.
Yeah,
and it's just like, all right, you don't have to police everything I fucking say. So you can just shut the fuck up too. Like the way you tell certain people to shut the fuck up, you can just like not everything. Pick your battles. Not everything has to
just
be.
Just don't listen to them. Also.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, like
I'd be muting people all the time.
When the gentrification thing started, when like people knew the word gentrification. Mm. It got to a point that I was like, all right.
All right, we're overusing this.
I mean, I hate gentrification, but it's just like, it became every fucking where I went. It was like
it's the social conscious.
Yeah, and it's just like, all right. I'm like, guys, I'm trying to eat. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't want to think about, like, you know, I don't think that's wrong, though. I mean, it is that bad. It is that bad. But I understand when people get to a point where
they throw
just,
their hands up in the air and they're just like, I don't want to listen to this anymore.
Yeah, and because that even deals with me.
That's life.
What do you think
life.
About the argument?
Life is pain.
What do you think about the argument?
I don't want to think about racism every day.
Yeah. Talk about it.
I don't want to think about having such a big dick every day.
Oh man, God, it just falls in the toilet.
You guys on board.
Yeah. It just falls in the toilet all the time. Got it. You know what I mean?
I should have followed the rules of threes.
Just falls in.
What do you think about the argument that? People rally. People don't talk about that great man. What do you think about the argument that people rallied around for something to get a guy fired? Maybe they can rally around for something more consequential, or is that just an apples and oranges argument? Just like the same people who said this person should not have a job on a comedy sketch variety show, can they marshal their outrage or energy for something like, hey, let's get this councilman fired who is blocking such a policy.
They
that
do
affects
all
my
the
life.
Time.
I'm thinking, once that thing.
Have you not been on Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter at
doesn't,
all.
He doesn't. Get okay. His, he gets his news from like
honestly,
a friend.
Honestly, good for you.
I'm not on Twitter. Yes,
but they do all the time. They just never fire politicians.
I heard about this story when I walked up to the Comedy Store yesterday.
Ah.
That's the first time I heard about it because I'm not like on the fucking things
good
all the time.
Good for you, dude.
He's putting product in his hair.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
But yeah, they do. Definitely more than comedy. Honestly.
I mean, with the Walmart thing, just like with all the fucking mass murders.
Yeah.
No, it's slow. It's very slow. It's not fast moving, but I guess when any type of progress isn't going to be fast moving.
Yeah, I mean, especially when it's in government, because they just don't fire people if they do shit wrong. They put them in Supreme Court.
I mean, look at the shit today. One of the, during the impeachment hearing, this guy was just like.
Lying?
Not lying, but he just wasn't saying, he wasn't giving up any answers. And like, yo, contempt of court, dog.
Yeah.
You going to jail, homie.
Yeah.
But everybody was like, no, we're not going to do that. No, we're not going to, you know, if I was a judge, I'm like, oh, yeah, you're not going to talk? Hey, Tyrone.
Kavanaugh? Dude?
No, it wasn't Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh's already Supreme Court. I forget the guy's name.
Is the Supreme Court guy?
No. They were doing an impeachment hearing. They're trying to impeach Trump, and they were asking this guy questions.
You're not going to impeach. This is the same way why like that Mueller investigation didn't go anywhere. Because if Trump goes down, the whole system goes down.
Shut up! Literally, shut the fuck up.
The whole system goes down.
Brad, let's stop talking.
He does have a point.
No, not in the way. No,
the whole system goes down. What are you talking about?
Not system, but
not
that,
system.
The
whole
half.
That half. Like so, like Mueller and Trump are the same.
Oh,
type,
shit.
You know what I mean? They're coming from the same rich, white, Protestant, blah, blah, blah. And if he gets in trouble, you know what I mean? It's like, damn. Then
are you talking about?
I'm just talking about some conspiracy. Like, okay. You can't, you know, not some specific policy, but like if this powerful white dude goes down, it's
agree.
A domino that goes to
those
me,
crazy white folks.
And I'm the same type of
the
white
domino
dude.
That goes
Speaking
to
crazy,
other white dudes?
This is what happened today.
Yeah, that's the reason why he doesn't.
You're silly,
minutes
dude.
Ago,
why am I silly?
22 minutes ago, car plows into lobby of Trump Plaza in New Rochelle.
Interesting.
True.
Yeah, wow.
New Rochelle couldn't use an approval.
Where's that?
New York.
Okay.
Rochelle?
Tight.
New Rochelle?
Oh, I knew Rochelle.
You know Rochelle? I met her when I was 17.
Yeah.
At Red Lobster.
Oh, everybody knew Rochelle.
Everybody knew Rochelle. So what's inspiring you, man? So you're gonna quit your job on Friday. Mm-hmm. What you gonna do? You gonna party? You gonna go to a pool?
Stop racism.
I'm going to... I'll stop racism, sure.
That'd be dope.
I'm going to my oldest friend's wedding in Colorado this weekend.
Nice. Oh, you driving, flying?
Flying.
You should drive.
That's an awful flight.
I kind of...
I hate flying in Colorado. There's a lot of turbulence on the way there. Always.
Yeah, I would love to drive. I don't know. I already have a flight going, but I don't have a flight back yet.
You plan on crashing a little bit?
No. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just fucking up.
You want some gigs out there? I can hook you up with some gigs.
It's like too late because it's like at first my job sort of like was going to extend me and then I didn't really book anything because I was going to come right back.
Yeah.
And if I had known the whole time, I would have just like got shows already. But it doesn't matter. I'm just there to like be in nature. And then when I come back, I plan to just be doing comedy full time for the rest of the year. And then I'll see what happens after that. But that's what I wanted to do. I just wanted to save my money, have some time to feel like a freelancer again.
What's inspiring you, bro?
I mean, so many things are inspiring me, honestly, right now. I feel like for years I've just been accumulating inspiration. It's just like, now I need to actually fucking put it somewhere. I've been doing comedy 8 years.
It has been 8. Wow, look at you, man. I remember when you first started.
I'm a big boy.
You are a big boy now. Suspenders.
I'm sorry, we're in suspenders.
Suspenders.
Yeah. I would like to do some tiny tours and stuff. Maybe do a one-man show. Do some scripts.
Do that shit, bro, bro. Mm-hmm. What music you listening to right now? Steve Lacy? Y'all fuck with Steve Lacy?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I know who Steve Lacy is.
Is that a jazz music?
No. I mean, he could, but his dad was. Dub guitarist from the group The Internet.
Oh, real, I know The Internet, yeah.
He's the bass guitar for The Internet.
I've been listening to a lot of reggae. Listening to a lot of...
A la work, I'm on.
What?
Well, I don't know that.
What the fuck are you saying to me?
Greg had a racist stroke.
Reggae?
Reggae. Okay. A lot of Japanese music.
What kind of Japanese? Japanese reggae?
Japanese.
You listen to Japanese reggae?
Is there a lot of flutes in Japanese music?
No.
Okay, I'm just being
no and no.
Isn't there?
No. You still trying to learn Japanese?
Yep, sure am.
Let me hear some new words. You got some new words?
Man, I got hella new words. Kotoba. Kotoba, it's guy. That's how you say use of words.
Can you?
Up?
How are you gonna? Can you? In Japanese.
Yes.
How are you gonna break up with your girlfriend?
How are you going to break up with that 23-year-old?
Can you say it in Japanese, please? Kimi wa sugi wa kai desu.
I don't like the way you do it. I don't like the way you're doing this.
Why does it sound so racist?
I'm speaking Japanese, dude.
My racist meter went up.
First of all, I've been learning Japanese for the last 2 years. Why is it not up racist. On
the mic? Why is it all close to the mic? Why is his voice?
I don't like the.
What's up with the voice? Why you sound like the ending of each fight in Street Fighter 2?
Honestly, I'll take the compliment.
Dope. I'm proud of you for trying to learn Japanese, though. That's dope.
Thanks. I'm like playing like Final Fantasy games in Japanese right now and
shit.
Let's
go. Sweet. You haven't been, have you?
I have not.
Let's go. Let's all go to Tokyo, dog.
I'll do it.
I'm going to Thailand this December, so that's like my gateway drug into Asia.
Nice.
So I'm down to go next summer.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we should all take a trip to Tokyo. I'm telling you, if all of us went to Tokyo... Oh my god. Yo, we get treated like rock stars. For real.
All right, I'm down.
Yeah.
Hopefully
I'm down next year.
Hopefully I'm single. Hopefully.
Yeah, dog.
Everybody's single in Tokyo.
Shout out to the 20-year-olds. Shout out to the 20-year-olds in Tokyo.
God, Jesus. Jesus Christ.
Wow, dude.
Good time. Brody, is there anything you want to promote?
I just want to promote myself.
Let them know.
I just want to promote the idea of self-promotion. I think if you're listening to this, don't forget to promote yourself. Follow me on socials at AOBroBro, mostly Twitter. Keep an eye out for $16,000 short film. If you like anime, listen to my anime podcast, The Dark Weeb.
You got an anime podcast?
I got an anime podcast.
I didn't know that. Why am I not on that?
It's about other stuff other than anime.
Why am I not on your podcast?
What animes do you watch?
I watch Dragon Balls.
Fist of the North Star.
I don't watch
Does that
anime.
Count?
Yeah.
Boom. Let's do a Fist of the North Star podcast, sure. Retrospective.
You also have another podcast.
Sure, The Male Gaze with my homies Steve and Alan and Zed.
Yeah.
Male Gaze sounds problematic. All those guys are the homies.
Uh-huh. It's a very sweet podcast about masculinity. And it's dope.
We've had everybody on except for Alan. Zed did it. Yeah, Steve did it.
Interesting. Did it.
Yeah. No, cool. we hit Alan up. He's just been busy lately.
Yeah. He's a busy boy. Good for him.
No doubt.
I'm trying to be like him.
No doubt.
All right.
Bro, where can the people find you on the interwebs?
Uh, Classic Bradless on the Instas.
Classic Bradless.
Yeah, that's what people say all the time.
Can you
when
say
I
it
fuck
in
up.
Japanese?
Classic Bradless.
No, I can't. That's how you say it in Japanese.
Classic Bradless.
Oh, see, there you go.
First of all, I know it sounds racist, but that is how you say That is how you say it.
I want you know how you do like the pronunciation in the dictionary? I want that to be my
Classic Bradless.
We have to get this. We have to get a video camera. Don't make
it. When you say it in Japanese, right?
See? When I say like on the streets? All right. And you can hit me up also on on Young Oxycontin.
Guys, stop it. Stop.
On Young Oxycontin. I'm speaking Japanese. He's doing a racist thing.
I'm copying what Brody's doing.
Stop. Y'all better stop this shit.
You see, you have to make it funny.
This is terrible.
You just make it funny,
this
and then
terrible.
It's okay. You did your job. Make it funny, and you keep your job.
I don't want to be related to this at all. I fuck with the Japanese.
I fuck with y'all, too. Shout out to the 20-year-olds for next summer coming through. I know you're 19 now.
Shigawa, Shinjuku.
Yeah, Hongo.
Tokyo, no doubt. Oh, I'm Greg Edwards.
Not racist.
You guys can check out my website, gregcomedy.com. Greg the Grouch on Twitter, Greg Comedy on Instagram. Check out my art, too, man. I've been pumping that art shit out. GregEdwardsArt.com.
Featured in 16,000.
Oh, yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my art's been like two things over the summer, man. Really good. And please support Bro.
Mm-hmm.
Check out his movie. Throw some positive energy his way. He's going to be doing some dope things for the rest of the year.
And don't forget to self-promote.
Yeah, don't forget to self-promote. Be on the lookout for $16,000. It's going to be a dope film with Bro and Simone. Support Bradless. Check out his fucking Twitter. He just got up at the store yesterday. He's feeling good. Got his new hairdo. Feeling fresh right now. Check him out.
If you're 23, slide into those DMs.
20, not even 20. 23 too old.
Oh, my bad. 20.
Let's not paint this there.
Support Bradless. Throw some positive energy his way. And thanks for supporting Black Stage. And thanks for everybody hitting me up on Twitter talking about how fun the podcast is. We do it for you guys. We're having a good time. Thank you, Tim. Tim's the best. We love you, Tim. Thanks for your support. And we'll check you guys next time. Peace.
I was going to end it with Argato, but I mean, that's a little bit too
That's going to be on it, too.